Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Color Your Life Happy for Monday, February 13th, 2012. I'm your host, Flora Brown, coming to you from Anaheim, California. Today's show is being brought to you by abookin90days.com, a customized coaching program for heart-based coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers who want to write a book to attract more clients and increase profits. In a moment, we will begin today's episode. What are the stars saying about love with my guest, Deborah Smith Parker, astrological consultant, writer, and teacher. Welcome to all of you, my listeners. Whether you're listening live on the phone, on the website, maybe you're over in the chat room, some of you are listening after the fact in the archives. In any case, I'm honored that you made space in your schedule to join us. Now, if you enjoy the show, don't keep it a secret. Tell other people about it who could benefit. And modern technology makes it easy for you to do that. On my show page at blogtalkradio.com/Flora Brown, right under my photo, you will see several ways to keep up with the show. If you click the follow button, you will get an announcement and a reminder in your email each week. Now, on this show, Color Your Life Happy, we talk about ways to create the lasting happiness you deserve in all areas of your life. Each week, to get at that goal, I interview guests from many different fields, such as self-help, spiritual journeys, relationships, change and adversity, parenting, wealth creation, career, you name it. We've talked about many topics over the 3 years of this show, all of which contribute to our lasting happiness. Today's episode is What Are the Stars Saying About Love? With my guest, Deborah Smith Parker. Deborah is rewriting the often impenetrable language of astrology into a much friendlier form. She has spent 30 years plus as an astrological consultant, writer, teacher, and lecturer, freeing the rich astrological images and their descriptions, increasingly buried under modern clinical and technological descriptions. Her additional work in public policy has provided many outlets for demonstrating her ability to break down highly complex systems into information that's easily understood. Deborah says that she has a career wake, not a career path, and has always worked in traditional and non-traditional worlds simultaneously. She states that she's never had a job she was qualified for at the time she was hired, yet she always did well. Why remain in familiar territories when one's best destiny begins at the edges of one's known world? She applies this to all areas of her life. A recent example is her decision 3 years ago to treat her breast cancer only with homeopathy and surgery, shunning chemo, radiation, and this long word,
tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you got to get that accent on the right syllable, for a successful outcome. Parker grew up bilingual, meaning she was fluent in both prose and poetry, learning from her father at an early age to write clever poetry. And boy, we're glad she did. Later, she learned how to use writing and other styles of poetry to dig deep into the pain and revelations of life. However, she is incapable of writing on any topic without some form of humor involved. We're thankful for that, too. Currently, she's vice president of the San Diego Astrological Society, and she is a practicing astrologer. It's my pleasure to welcome back to the show today Deborah Smith Parker. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, Flora. Thanks.
I want you to know that you have the distinction of being the most frequently invited guest.
I'm honored. I really am.
Thank you. Well, you have much to share. Just about every week, every season, I could have you back. And I know that listeners are eager to hear about today's topic, because here we are on the eve of Valentine's Day, And in the past, you've talked about the relationship of astrology to destiny and fate. And you also shared in one of the episodes about the, you did an astrological analysis of people in the news. Well, today, I'd like you to share what the stars are saying about love. So where should we begin?
Well, I think we should begin with what astrology says overall about where where we find love. Mm-hmm. And it's very interesting that in the house of lovers, now astrology differentiates between a lover, between lovers and partners. Mm-hmm. That means like legal contract. That doesn't mean necessarily civil marriage, but it means a committed relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the house of open enemies as well as partners. So astrology knows. But the real thing about when entering into a love relationship where you don't know what it's going, the house of, we expect so much from the person that we hope we will be in a love relationship for. Often we, it's kind of a, you know, when we're, you know, I'm older now and I can look back on my years of falling in love and falling in love as being kind of a narcissistic time, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I want to know what he's going to do for me and mm-hmm. all of that. And yet in astrology, the house of lovers is in the house of love given. So the house of friends is the house of love received. And so, Flora, when we were talking briefly before the show about what about people on Valentine's Day who don't have, you know, an intimate love relationship, romantic,
mm-hmm.
I would suggest that if you want to feel the love and share love, go and do something with friends.
Okay.
Because that's really where your unconditional love comes from. Most of the time. And if we need to be aware that in developing love relationships, we have to put a lot into it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing. And then, Justin, I thought what I would do is talk about what some of the signs can do for planning a good Valentine's Day.
Okay.
I don't know that we can avoid the failed gift all the time, but we can certainly try to make it a nice time. But the very first rule, regardless of what sign you are or the one you love is that we often give what we need. And what I'm going to point out here is, you know, we do this unconsciously.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What we think we would like, and mm-hmm. until we learn, like my mm-hmm. husband learned early on never to give me a meat thermometer or a garlic press. That was very early on, and he graduated to, he doesn't like poetry, it makes him uncomfortable, and I'm a many times published poet. And on his, see, we learn. This is the important
yeah.
thing. On the fifth after we'd been married 5 years. On my birthday, he asked me, this time this was good, what I wanted for my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I would like you to write me a poem. And he swallowed really hard, and he did it, and it was absolutely wonderful.
Aww.
It's posted on my Facebook page and a blog on Valentine's Day. So anyway,
beautiful.
So that's love. That's love from him. But anyway, I wanted to talk about... we've got a couple of different categories. If you're planning what you want to do, first of all, Venus is in Aries, the sign of, so everybody's going to want to do what they want to do. Aries is about me, and it's conjunct the planet Uranus. And so that means that people might be open to something that's a little more unconventional or a little different or maybe going outside the known, even the Earth signs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mars is in, which is the other, you know, Mars and Venus are the classic lovers in
mm-hmm.
astrology, and mm-hmm. he is right now retrograde, meaning you can be in Virgo, and you can explore some different areas of expressing love. You know, take some time. People will be taking time to think about, especially men. You know, do it, maybe do it a little differently. Go back and analyze. This gives you an opportunity to analyze what's worked in the past and what hasn't. But let me give you some clues, okay?
Okay.
So the fire signs, and I'll tell you what they are. I'm going to go, there's four elements in astrology, fire, earth, air, and water. So we'll start with the fire signs. This is Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. So now they're all these fire signs. So let's say that if both of you are fire signs, then this is really cool. You know, you want to go do something that's action-oriented. Fire signs do not set romantic moods. They're not good at setting the mood. They have to learn to do that.
Okay.
They're impulsive. They can do spur of the moment. That doesn't mean you call them up at the last minute. It means you make the decision about what you're going to do. Oh, no, they have too much ego. Say, no, you don't make a booty call on me. Needs to be something on the stimulating scale, from just attention getting to sensational. It's got to be fun, not particularly predictable.
Okay.
So if you are planning something, you're not a fire sign, and you're planning for an event with or for a fire sign, you need to keep those things in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the earth signs, this is Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn.
Oh, that's me.
Well, planning has got to be involved. If somehow planning isn't involved, touching is vital. Pleasure and sensation are important, you know, like really good food. So something that's really good is a nice massage or back rub before or after dinner, or both.
Okay.
But something that just involves the recognition of the physical. And as I said, there should be planning, because after all, who says romance can't have a practical side to it? You know, and they are very thorough planners.
Yes, we are.
The earth signs will make it, they may make you wait, but they will make that wait more than worthwhile, and they don't miss a thing. So they're very, very thorough. So something, you know, the touching, a gift of something pleasureful or physically pleasureful, or just pleasureful to the senses.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're not a fire sign, like you're an air sign and you could care less about this,
mm-hmm.
or you're a fire sign and say, oh, God, that's all mood setting. You know, try it. Try doing something like this. If the person you love is an earth sign, and really getting into that. And you can involve them in the planning, or you can plan it all out for them,
mm-hmm.
keeping these things in mind. Now, the air signs, this is where, you know, there really aren't any rules. The air signs are Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. So they're really flexible. You can present several options, and you can change your minds. They will. So if both of you are air signs, you're going to be deciding up, you know, I want to go here now.
So the last minute, huh?
Yeah, or just changing. So somebody's got to call it, you know, and they'll be flexible. The air signs, particularly Gemini, are just really cool about change. But Libra won't be. Well, Libra and Aquarius aren't so cool about change. But as long as you discuss it and bring them in, Aquarius hates surprises.
Mm-hmm.
But if you bring them into the discussion, present several options, are highly social. So
mm-hmm.
part of the evening should involve others. In fact, they might, if you don't know each other well, just going off together for something might make them a little uncomfortable. So it's a good idea maybe to plan something with a group of people and then
mm-hmm.
kind of get the person off by themselves. Or what would really be cool is to plan several things in sequence.
Okay,
we're going to have drinks here, then we're going to have dinner, then we're going to have dessert, then we're going to go maybe jump on a harbor cruise, or maybe do something, you know, who knows what
mm-hmm.
we're going to do. Valentine's Day scavenger hunt would be the perfect thing, because they like to be in motion. They're table hoppers.
Okay.
But part of the evening should involve others, and they love to talk. Conversation is essential.
Hmm.
Okay, they really, really like that. You need to spend time with the air signs, because it takes them a long time to move from their heads to their hearts.
Mm, okay.
So they're really interested in, you know, you'll often hear them proceed with, well, I think. When you're, now if we move to the water signs, that the water signs will always start with, I feel.
Okay.
Because the water signs are Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. And what's really important is to be with them because you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, they'll know the difference because they are extremely intuitive.
Yes.
Now, they can also, some of them, like a Pisces is like a psychic sponge. And so they can pick up everybody's feelings and things. So they might be carrying a load of, all of them could be carrying a load of feelings and emotions that aren't all theirs. So they can get kind of overwhelmed by what's going on. But the absolutely best gift to give them is the gift of yourself, of some aspect of yourself.
Now which line are you referring to?
These are Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces.
Okay, okay.
These signs. If you want to give them, you know, a really good present, like my husband is not, he's an air sign, he's an Aquarius.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a fire sign, I'm an Aries, but I have Venus in Pisces, and Venus is about gifts.
Okay.
And so his moon, which is about how he feels, is exactly conjunct my Venus. So I knew I could ask him to write that poem, and he could do it. I knew he'd have to dig deep to do it, but there was the capacity and the fact that he could do that. So that was really, really neat.
Oh,
now,
cool.
The water signs do not like big crowds, and I'm going to spend some time on that. They can pass for normal in them. But Cancer really likes things at home.
Okay.
You know, so, or somebody else's home or something. But they like to feel surrounded by that which is familiar and the people they love.
Okay.
And so you could even plan an event. Cancer's a sign of family. You could sign something for, find something for Cancer and their family or away from their family, get them away by themselves, but then they can go back and do things with family because they're going to be thinking about them.
Right.
And they really do love their homes. Now, Scorpio, as I said, they pass for normal. They really don't like to socialize. But when they do, they look for something deep. They look for something deep in you, something undiscovered. They want to dig below the surface. So if you've got a Scorpio, you might give them, that you're planning for, you might give them some kind of something mysterious. Nothing is coming to mind right now, but something that they can't quite figure out. A surprise, not a social surprise, but
Okay.
And also something where they're not going to be on display.
Okay.
Something maybe intimate.
A treasure hunt.
Treasure hunt would be really good for Scorpio, particularly if you bury things. You have a dog with Mars in Scorpio, they're diggers. Yeah. No, I don't necessarily mean that literally, but if you hide them.
Yes.
So you do something like that. Not more a treasure hunt than a scavenger hunt.
Right, right.
And Pisces aren't really, now there's probably 1,000 Pisces out there, say, oh, that's not true. Because we also have 9 other planets that aren't just your sun sign, and these will all make a difference in the world. Because of my Venus in Pisces, I go more, not so much like an Aries, but more like a Pisces. But anyway, the water signs, they're not going to care that much as long as it's not real noisy. Don't like really loud noise if they're true water signs. And if you are clear that you want to be with them, that's what they want. That's what they want to feel, that you're with them because you really care about them and you want to get down under the surface of things with them even more. Okay, now there's other astrological categories, and they sound a little overlapping, so we still have time, I see, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's what we call modes in astrology. That's another division instead of elements. There's the cardinal, fixed, and mutable. And don't panic, astrological novices, I'm going to explain these. the cardinal signs are Aries, Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. And they all have one thing in common. They, in their, each according to their element, they need to keep things moving.
Okay.
Because they can't stand something stagnant. And so they've always got to keep it going. And Capricorns in particular, they want to be in charge, although they're each kind of subtle about it, how they do it. So in planning an event, if you're one of these signs, or if you're planning for someone in these signs, it kind of helps to not surprise them unless you happen to know for a fact that they love surprises.
Okay.
That other things are operating. Offer them a couple of different plans.
Okay.
And let them participate in the choice. So, you could this way, the cardinal sign can keep a little bit of control. And when I say they like to keep things moving, I don't mean that you need to have a progressive dinner or anything like that. I mean things in their life. Now, the fixed signs, those are Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. And they are deceptively stubborn. We all expect Taurus, you know. We know Taurus the bull is stubborn. But let's take Aquarius, because Aquarius is an air sign, and people just don't realize how stubborn they can be. And like, I'm an Aries, and my keywords are I am. And my husband's an Aquarius, and his is I know. So when we get into an argument, I say I am right, but he says I know I'm right. But we don't think of change as being so much mental. We think of it as being behavioral. And yet to get an Aquarius to change his or her mind is Herculean. It really is. And so the safest thing to do, if you don't know them, or even if you do, is to go to their favorite places. Because fixed signs are the ones that carry out that which is started by cardinal. Cardinal doesn't want to stick around to see how things go. That's why people think Capricorns are really great managers. Not so much. they like to be in charge and move the chesses around on the chessboard. Yeah. Now Cancer is their opposite. This is in cardinal again. But what Cancer likes to do is see that everybody at least gets something, a piece of what's going on. But anyway, so in the fixed, they're the ones that implement what the cardinal starts. So you want to go with what works, you know works. That's your safest one. Now, as I said, because Venus is in Aries and because it's conjunct Uranus this Valentine's Day, you could be open for everybody for the different kind of experience, whatever that is.
Sure. Okay.
Now, the mutable signs are Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces. So they're very similar to the air in a way. They like to do many things, so offer many options. And again, these are the really flexible people.
Okay.
So you can change your mind, change your options, change your plans. Again, no booty calls. That's not allowed on Valentine's Day. But anyway, so do you have any questions or anything?
No, I'm just laughing as I'm thinking back to when you were talking about the Aries and talking about the void trying to surprise them. I had to laugh because now I'm remembering, this was a long time ago, why a surprise party didn't work very well for my husband. Because he was Aries, I'm Taurus.
Oh,
it did not work. So, no, this has been great. So we can use this information to help us. And it sounds like what you're saying, that it's right now in this period of time in all of our lives that there's more flexibility than usual for going outside the norm.
Yes, there's more interest in the new.
Okay.
But it has to be, because Mars is retrograde in Virgo. You'll be attracted to something new, but you might be cautious with Mars in Virgo. Well, I don't know. Should I do this? But if you think long enough about it, and analyze it, you can get into some very interesting new places.
It seems like knowing something about your partner, if you're planning a surprise or planning, you're the planner, knowing about their interests is very important in all of these because, like you mentioned with the fixed sign, to go to their favorite places means you need to know what their favorite places are.
You
need to know
what
kinds of things they enjoy. And because nothing's worse than planning some big event, especially for a Valentine's Day, and having it bomb. I mean, that's the pits.
And just a word in terms to women, or I can say to men, because if you're in a relationship, in a love relationship with a man, whether you're a man or a woman, there's one, and this isn't astrology, this is life. There's one real good way to tell if your man loves you, and that's because he does a lot of things for you. And so the Venus in Aries right now can make particularly women, but it can also make men this way too, well, maybe a little more self-involved than at other times. So it's important to not make this day about you. But to make it about both of you. And that's always, so everybody should keep in mind what would work. We sort of go along on this holiday that it seems to be that the man has to bend over backwards pleasing the woman. And again, remember that the house of lovers is the house of love given.
Yes, not just receiving. Oh, tell listeners how they can reach you because we have about 3 minutes left.
Yes,
they can find out about your services.
They can go to my website. The easiest way to get there is www.deborahsmithparker.com, and that's Deborah spelled D-E-B-O-R-A-H Smith Parker, no hyphens, no periods, .com.
Okay.
And there's all sorts of things on there.
Okay, and if they wanted an astrological reading, they could find out about it and sign up for one there?
Yes, they can. And they can also buy my book, Humanus Astrologicus.
Yes.
And
they
can also read my blog or sign up for my blog.
Oh, that's great. This has been very informative, and I encourage folks to get a private reading because when you listen to some of the things you shared today, of course we can think about and apply these to our lives, but nothing's like getting that personalized reading that focuses in on your own specific things that are going on. So sounds like the closing words are that the key to all of this, the key to enjoying Valentine's Day and our love relationships, is to focus on giving love.
Yes.
And doing something for others rather than thinking about what you want somebody to do for you.
Yes.
And those of us who don't have a significant intimate partner.
Go out with friends.
We go out with friends and enjoy the time with them and don't spend time. I think people waste time worrying about what they don't have on any given day, whether it's Valentine's, Christmas, whatever, instead of focusing on what you do have, what you are blessed with, and the people around you at the time. Correct?
Yes.
Thank you so much for sharing once again with us some great tips on how to have a memorable and satisfying and delicious Valentine's Day. But also, there are tips there that can point to our lives in general as we go through with all of our different signs and personalities, modes, and so forth. I want to invite all of you back next week on Monday, February 20th, at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We will have another informative and exciting show. I am Flora Brown coming to you from Anaheim, California. Today the show was brought to you by abookin90days.com, a customized coaching program for heart-based coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers who want to write a book to attract more clients and increase their profits. I'm going to ask you to have a blessed week, a wonderful Valentine's Day tomorrow, and remember to color your life happy.